We have to look into one more Chazal, which actually tells us that it wasn't so pasha here for Eliyahu HaNavi to do what he did. When Eliyahu HaNavi asked that Hashem should give a Tchias HaMeisim, it's not like Eliyahu HaNavi had buttons. You push the button, Tchias HaMeisim button. Okay, and now the kid woke up. Chazal tell us, a Meridik Chazal, that Eliyahu HaNavi here was Moise Nefesh to make Tchias HaMeisim. He was Moise Nefesh. Chazal tells us as follows. Chazal say, I'm reading you a Medrash Rabbah. Kol ha-poiseach pesach l'chaveiro y'chayiv b'chvoido yoyser me'ov v'ima. The reason why Eliyahu HaNavi did this was because he owed the almana his life. He owed her even more than ov v'ima. And the Medrash brings a mayot ikaraya. Says the Medrash, shekena ato moitzei b'Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi. Hoyaloi lahachyoi savoysav. I don't understand. Eliyahu HaNavi's parents were dead. Why didn't he go to Beis HaKvaros to wake up his parents? If he has a Tchias HaMeisim button, right? He goes, it's a new kind of smartphone. Push, there's an app, Tchias HaMeisim. And Tchias HaMeisim. Zok the Medrash, he should have gone to the Beis HaKvaros to wake up his parents. Who does he owe more to? The Almana's son or his parents? Should have gone to the Beis HaKvaros, download the Tchias HaMeisim app, and push 368 with your password. Tchias HaMeisim. The Teretz is Zok the Medrash. Eliyahu HaNavi couldn't do Tchias HaMeisim without Mamish Mesiris Nefesh. Eliyahu HaNavi put his life on the line when he did the Tchias HaMeisim. Who knows what he said? Maybe he told her Baruch Shem what Moshe Rabbeinu told her Baruch Shem at the Egel Hazor. That either be Mechapa them or get rid of me. Mecheni no misifkuch. But the Medrash says, Poiseach Pesach HaChaveri Nafshei Chayiv Loi. And therefore, Eliyahu HaNavi had to be Mechayi the Ben HaTzofatis Shemosa Nafshei Alachsanya Shaloi. Unbelievable Medrash. He was Moise Nefesh. And I'll tell you more than that. Reb Chatzke Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, famous Mashgiach, he has a piece in his Sefer where he talks about the Tchias HaMeisim, this piece, but he goes to a whole different place. He goes to Loit. I don't know if the Olam remembers this, but Sakasha, everybody should ask when they learn Parshas Vayera. Every person should be asking this kasha. In Parshas Vayera, it's brought down that the Malachim leave Avram Avinu, and Hashem tells Avram Avinu, Hamechas ani me Avram. Hashem tells Avram Avinu he's destroying Stein. Right? So of course, Avram Avinu gets up and he davens. He davens for Stein. And Stein had five cities, and Avram Avinu knew that the only way to save Stein is at least 10 tzaddikim in each city. And he went down from 50 down to 40 and 30. At the end, 10. Less than 10, Avram gave up. I'm sure everybody remembers that, right? Avram Avinu said, I can't do anything. Less than 10. All of a sudden, Loit wakes up in the morning. The Malachim tell him, we got to run. And Loit tells the Malachim, do me a favor. Save Tzoyah. Right? Save that one city. What did the Malachim say? Okay. Done deal. What happened here, Moshe? I thought Avram Avinu said you need at least 10 tzaddikim in each city. Even Avram gave up. Our Tata Avram Avinu, most powerful man. You sure this didn't bother you? You remember the Maisa? So it didn't bother you? Now it does. How did Loit manage to do something like that? Why does everybody look so relaxed? It's a plea. Eliyahu Barakah Omer. It's a plea. Avraham Avinu couldn't accomplish this. All of a sudden, Lloyd has a conversation with the Malachim, an out-of-court discussion, settlement. No problem. You got it. Zogt Rav Cheskel Levenstein in his Sefer O Yecheskel. Regesh akoros atoiv ba'odom chozok moed. Person akoros atoiv can break through everything. He says, V'chei motzonu eitzel loit ve'eitzel isha atzufatis. Mamish brings our case. He says, Sharei Avraham Avinu, his palel al atzol asdoim. Avraham Avinu davened for stoim, and he went through 10, 50. The last number was 10. Ki lo yohayu afilu tzadikim v'lo yochel ha'atzol afilu irachas. V'hinei kashem evakish loit me'amalochim. All of a sudden, loit tells the malochim, la'atzol es tzoyah. Hiskimu alochim l'dovo. The malochim, okay, no problem. No sweat. Done. Done deal. Zokta, what's going on? Zokta b'chatzkel. Ayin b'ramban. Sh'amalochim yodu sh'rotzon ha'kodesh bohu l'apoich es tzoyah. The malochim knew that Hashem wants to destroy tzoyah too. Yeah, he's making it more complicated. The Malachim knew that what Lloyd was asking them was not possible. The Rabbanu Shem doesn't want that now. But Achikiru Toivah LeLoyt Al Asher Orach Oisa. Lloyd took them into his house. Hakoras Ateve. Hakoras Ateve. And Memele Zokt Ramban Lefikoch Eifshiru Loy LeHoitzi As Benoisav Meiriyo VeLoy LaHashchis As Tzeyar KeBakosh As Lloyd. Unbelievable. Fascinating. And then says of Chatzkel, Ryan Zeon Umoitzim Eitzelo Isha Almone, Asher Eliyanovi, Meis Pno, Ischanin Eliyola HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haven Eliyanovi, Sheol of Limsor Es Nafshoi, Kedei Lahachyo Isis Bino, Ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu hitztik es tainas Eliyahu v'shoma b'koyloi. Ki dichsi v'ayishma Hashem b'koyl Eliyahu. Unbelievable. Eliyahu Hanavi was moise nefesh for this woman now to be Mechayim Esim. And he's saying that's Hakoras HaTeva breaks all the doors. That's why the Malachim were able to save Tzoya in order to have Hakoras HaTeva for what Loi took them into their home, into his home. And the same thing, the Isha Almana. What's going on here? What's going on here? So the Pshat Rabbeisai, we could say, is very posh. Hemshech to what we began to discuss. Eliyanovi's job was to be Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. That was his job. That was his job. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tainus on Eliyanovi. That he was a kanoi kanesi l'Hashem. Hashem said, I want you to be melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. That's what I want of you. And that's how he explained the whole story with Achav several days ago. Why Hashem dafka made, he got supported from Achav. Melamed zchus on Achav. Right? And even the raven, that was the whole arichas that we had. So now you could say very simple. Now what did Rabbanu Shem want? The Rabbanu Shem dafka wanted that Eliyahu Hanavi should realize, that there's always an ability to be Melamed Zchus. Just sometimes you have to be Moisa Nefesh to be Melamed Zchus, but you could always be Melamed Zchus. So the Eibush, the Dafka, put him in a situation where he will be Nafshei Chayev Loi, where he will feel a personal responsibility, as he did for the Isha Almana. He felt he has to daven. How could he not daven for her? As the Ramban is explaining, there's an obligation. And the Ramban is mashma that obligation Hashem will listen to. Because it's such an obligation. So Hashem showed Eliyahu Hanavi that when you're ready to be Moisa Nefesh, You can extract the biggest midas of rachamim. You can even make tchis hameis. And that was what Hashem wanted Eliyahu HaNavi to learn from. Not just for the Isha Amona, but for Klal Yisrael. But he dafka put him in a situation where he should be supported by an Almona. The Baruch Hashem didn't want Eliyahu HaNavi stop to ask for rain. That wouldn't have fixed what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted Eliyahu HaNavi himself to change. So the Rabbanu Shalom put him in a matziv where he's being supported by an almona. And now he'll feel an achrayus to the almona. And now with the mesiris nefesh, he's going to make a tchis ha-mesin for her. To show him that when you want a mechai mesin and you're ready to be mesir nefesh for somebody else, you're going to make it happen. And that was the woman's sign on him, the almona. That if you be melamed tzchus on me from the day you came to the house, my son would have never died. But because you are Muhammad's chus on me, so that's why my son died to begin with. La'askir avoini. It's all the same sugya. It's the sugya where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, like the Radvaz says, that Eliyahu HaNavi should be more like Moshe Rabbeinu. As I said, the Radvaz. Hashem wanted Eliyahu HaNavi should only see the positive. Hashem didn't stop wanting Eliyahu to ask for rain. That's not fixing the problem. The problem wasn't that there wasn't rain. The problem was Hashem wanted Eliyahu HaNavi should change. And when you're moisa nefesh to look for something good, then you could find good anywhere. Lot was able to get Tzoyar saved. Because the Malachim had an obligation to listen to him, according to the Ramban. And that's the aside. That mamish ties the whole parasha together of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to accomplish. And that was mission accomplished. At the end of the day, the same Eliyahu HaNavi had to be Melamed Zchus on Almona to the level of Mesiris Nefesh to be Mechayim Mason. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted for Gantz Klal Yisrael. That he should be Melamed Zchus on Gantz Klal Yisrael. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Okay.